Fasting is the topic up for discussion at an upcoming multi-faith celebration at the Kitchener City Hall Rotunda this Sunday. Hosted by the local Ahmadiyya Muslim community, the event will feature discussion around the importance and role of fasting in various religions. Those who practice the Islamic faith are currently observing Ramadan, which involves fasting or abstaining from food and drink from sunrise to sunset, followed by a meal to break the fast after sunset, called iftar. Nabil Rana, a member of the local Ahmadiyya Muslim community, is the main coordinator of this event.
Yes, so the Ahmadiyya Muslim community organizes this event. So we took this opportunity and invite scholars from different faith traditions and ask them to present their concept of fasting as well as their traditions and how they end the fast. One of the goals is to promote interfaith harmony, to promote respect for each other's faith and each other's traditions, to uproot hate and intolerance from the society, and to be more inclusive.
The event includes a panel discussion with leaders from Jewish, Christian, Hindu, and Muslim traditions sharing about fasting from their perspectives, a panel exploring how fasting and iftar are celebrated across different cultures, as well as a meal to break the fast. The keynote speaker is Imam Izaz of the Baitul Islam Mosque in Vaughan. Rana says local religious leaders and government leaders and friends have all been invited to attend. The meal is provided by local caterers and showcases the kinds of food that many different Islamic cultures around the world might eat for iftar. Imam Fatar Ahmed is the leader of the local Ahmadiyya Muslim Community Mosque in Cambridge and a speaker on the panel discussion.
The reason why we fast is because to be more grateful is so that we can enhance our spirituality, our morality, our physical health. Some doctors have even gone to the extent and said that, you know, fasting is the key to good health. So this is a practice which even predates Islam. So we don't ever declare that we're the only religion who has fasted or is fasting. But when we look at Christianity, when we look at Judaism, when we look at Hinduism, when we look at all different religions, there's some component of fasting in their respective faith.
Rana says the event began about 10 years ago.
The Ahmadiyya Muslim community is a strong proponent and a supporter of interfaith harmony and interfaith respect and outreach to other organizations, other faith groups. So at that time is when the holy month of Ramadan was about to start. Some of the members thought that we should actually bring the blessings or the sort of the traditions, and that's what we call it, the flavors of the whole month of Ramadan to other people as well.
There's a lot of polarization in the world. What fasting could teach all of us is perhaps to be less selfish, be more grateful for what we have, be more considerate for others. One of the huge components of fasting, which is even mentioned in the Quran, is that you become grateful. Before you look at yourself, the Holy Prophet once said that, you know, you should want for your brother or your fellow human, what you want for yourself first. And if you want good for yourself, then you should want good for others as well. You know, we live in a world which is very polarized in today's day and age. So perhaps if people come to this event, they can make new friends, have new social contacts, and a bit of that polarization will go away.
Anyone interested in attending this event is encouraged to reach out to baitul.karim.mosque@gmail.com. For Radio Waterloo, CKMS 102.7, and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Leah Gerber.